News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The aggressive speed and silence of cyclists is a cultural problem that needs tackling in Ireland. Those are the words of Irish Times columnist Cathy Sheridan. And I'm joined now by barrister, columnist and cyclist, most importantly, Brenda Power. Brenda, is Cathy Sheridan right?
I think she's got a point, Ciara. Yes, I do. As a cyclist myself, I have to say that the biggest threat that I see as a cyclist regularly on the road is from other cyclists.
Really?
And not necessarily from motorists. Yeah. Particularly, not necessarily going to say men, but it does seem to be men who kind of get annoyed that maybe a woman cyclist is not going as fast as they'd like. And so will overtake in these very narrow cycle lanes.
Okay.
And you know, you don't hear a sound from them. They're too, obviously, too grand to use a bell or call out a warning. So the first you know is the whistle of air.
The as whiz.
They speed past your ear.
Of wheels.
Yeah, and you think, okay, I could have just swerved to avoid a pothole because these cycle lanes are still riddled with potholes and bad surfacing. Just as you flew by, and then we would have collided at speed. So definitely there is dangerous behaviour from cyclists. No question about it. It's making the experience of cycling, which should have improved because of the cycle lanes that have been introduced since COVID. It's not making it any safer for us.
Yeah. I do notice an awful lot of people who cycle are not on kind of, I don't know what they're actually called, but you know, kind of high Nelly urban type bike. Oh. They're on these quite fast looking racer bikes, and there is a lot of Lycra, and people do move at speed, not only in cycle lanes, but you do see people on pavements and stuff too, on paths, and that actually does freak me out a little bit, because if someone's, exactly as you said, I could step to the left without hearing them because I'm avoiding dog dirt or something, and you could actually go under the wheel.
Yeah, you could. And I mean, I don't know if they're quite as bad on the pavements as they used to be before the cycle lanes were introduced. But I mean, again, you know, pedestrians themselves here, I have to say, are a little bit of a hazard too, because there's so many people with their earbuds and they're scrolling on their mobile phone and they take a step out. And then I think it's a rare day, honestly, that you cycle any distance around Dublin, especially without a near miss, whether it's another cyclist, whether it's a pedestrian, or whether it's a motorist opening his door or suddenly realizing he needs this left turn and pulling across without looking. But definitely there is. And do you know what I think is a factor in it? People have some very expensive bikes now. And of course, there are the electric bikes. So they want to speed and they want to show off their speed. I personally drive a 32-year-old bike that has been left unlocked in the middle of the city and nobody but these guys are going around like you know,
well, that's what I meant about the kind of the high Nelly kind of version. When I said about pedestrians, it's because I stepped out of my gate of my house yesterday, which goes onto a path on a road. I don't live in an estate, it's a street, and there was an electric bike came barreling down the pavement and almost hit me. Now, the guy on it was a young fella. He was about 15, 16, and he looked as alarmed as I did that I'd stepped out. But he was going fast on a path, and I didn't hear him or know he was there. So you know, is it just that we because things have evolved, you know, we as you say, we wear earbuds now, we wear noise-cancelling headphones, we have fast bikes and e-bikes, that we haven't kept up a pace with that, and we don't have the right kind of etiquette established, you know, because this is sort of a new era of cycling.
And I know that the pandemic gets a blame for a lot of behavioural changes as well, that you know, these cycle lanes date from the pandemic and maybe have given cyclists a sense of entitlement. The other thing, though, when you talk about the 15-year-old or teenager on the pavement, I mean, the number of parents letting their children cycle on pavements now, I know it's wonderful and get them onto the bikes and so on, but it's still an intrusion, and it's a risk to pedestrians, especially older pedestrians.
Yeah, and this guy was bigger than me now, and I said he's not a little child. He was larger than I am, and you know, moving very quickly. And I live in a relatively sleepy suburb, so there's not really much of an issue of cycling. I suppose, lastly, is there, because one of the things that we were discussing and it has come up repeatedly, is there an arrogance in cyclists that they feel that, you know, maybe motorists don't like them or something? Is there a bit of a chip on the shoulder? I'll do what I like. You know, I'm not even getting into the breaking the red lights, because sometimes I don't really care about that, because the red light is there and there's nothing around, and if a cyclist goes through, so what, in a way. But is there a kind of an arrogance in general?
Well, I mean, I think there's a sense of, look, I'm doing my bit for the environment. You're sitting in your car. I'm out here in the rain and the wind, and I'm vulnerable. And there you are, you know, sitting surrounded by tons of metal. You can bloody well let me go ahead of you now. I don't think that's misplaced. I don't know if it's arrogance. I think it's maybe more of a sense of superiority, to be honest. Tempered with vulnerability, of course, because you have to. I mean, I think there's a good reason why cyclists break the red light sometimes. It makes more sense if the road is clear to get ahead of the traffic that is going to be starting up alongside you, especially if you're going to be wobbling a little bit as you pull away. But I do think that there is a sense that, look, you know, you're not going to tell me what to do because I'm as entitled to use the road as you are. And I mean, most cyclists have a car, so they pay their road tax. And so there's a sense that look, you know, I'm doing my bit here, and you're not. So
on that note, a sense of superiority and suck it up. I like it very much. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Brenda. That is barrister, columnist, and cyclist, Brenda Power. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.